Okay, yes, thanks. So then I can continue as chair of the GUPE, what already, because I'm this year I'm still with the old mandate, but okay, I can go through in 2024, so the whole year chairman of the GUPE. So I'm very pleased to be your chair and to do a lot of activities, important activities also in the next year. The next agenda point is not the agenda point. We'll give you now a coffee break as chair of the GUPE for to 10:45. Have a good coffee break. So we continue. We continue, if you allow me. We have just uploaded the new informal document 8938 concerning the 39, indeed, on the ITC task force and activities for the ITC, so you can have a look at it and see. We also mentioned the volunteers to work with us on this climate change mitigation strategy for ITC. So I'm pleased that some volunteers already make them known, but if there are still some contracting parties or NGOs to support us and to be helpful in this task, they can still make them know to us. Yes, and then I've said that, then we can go to agenda again, back to agenda point 3A on the UNR 154, the 02 and 03 series, where we had a discussion on Wednesday. And we have an update specific also for the transitional provisions, what was discussed. And there was some work done in the past days on to improve the document on this part. And I think that the European Commission, Bart, will introduce these changes to the proposal. So Bart, you have the floor.